This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by 3 foundational pillars or sutras which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. These are people, planet and progress. The summit's deliberations are organized through chakras or working groups structured around 7 interconnected thematic areas. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 strengthens India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. The Prime Minister added that the occasion also shows the capability of the country's youth. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, the violence in Kashmir, the northeast and the Maoist-affected areas has been reduced by 80%. He said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, Mr. Shah said the Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security. Mr. Shah said the foundation stone for a Delhi Police Special Cell Integrated Headquarters has been laid today to further strengthen policing in the national capital. The Election Commission has suspended 7 Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, in West Bengal over multiple allegations of irregularities. The Commission has also directed that disciplinary proceedings should be initiated immediately against the suspended officers by the CADA controlling authority concerned without any delay and appraised the Commission in this regard. US President Donald Trump has said that members of his newly created Board of Peace have pledged $5 billion towards rebuilding war-ravaged Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel to international stabilization and police forces for the territory. 4 people were killed after an Israeli airstrike targeted a vehicle near Lebanon's border with Syria, underlining continued hostilities along Israel's northern front despite an existing truce. According to Lebanon's national news agency, an Israeli drone struck a car in the Majdal Anjar area near the Lebanese-Syrian border last night. In the ICC T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan won the toss and elected to field against the United Arab Emirates UAE at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. England will face Italy at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 3 p.m, while Australia will play Sri Lanka at Palakkale International Cricket Stadium in Palakkale at 7 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. The weather agency also predicted hot and humid weather over coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa for the day. Meanwhile, squally weather is expected to prevail over parts of southwest and adjoining southeast Bay of Bengal and adjoining east equatorial Indian Ocean. And that is the end of this news bulletin.